Coming up on November 19th, it's a special event taking place at the Gordon Square Arts District. We have with us Executive Director of the Earth Day Coalition, Scott Sanders, to talk about this very special event for the Earth. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Craig and Bruce. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So the Instrumental Evening for the Earth. Talk about this event.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be quite a celebration. We are kicking, well, we're actually in the midst of our 25th anniversary of the Earth Day Coalition and doing it in grand style with this large celebration at the 78th Street Studios in Gordon Square. And it'll include a whole evening of great food from over 17 restaurants, a tour of the art galleries at the 78th Street Studios, and some amazing music by folks from the Cleveland Orchestra. We've got some early evening acoustic jazz from the Neo Trio, and then a late night performance by Sean and Shelby, which is an acoustic duo.
Scott, why did you decide to bring such a program together?
Well, you know, every year we like to bring together the community and the folks that are part of our events and activities throughout the year to celebrate the year, look forward to the next year, and help raise some important funds for the organization and our work in the community.
So instead of usually Earth Day coalitioners, you know, are getting down and dirty, helping to clean it up, do that type of thing in the environment, here you get to dress up, clean up a little bit to enjoy some of your the fruits of your labor with music, art, food, kind of put all that together.
Yeah, it's really quite a fun evening. We, you know, in this case, it's sort of dress up, dress down, whatever suits your pleasure. And folks do a bit of both and come and have a really good time for the evening. It starts at 6 o'clock and goes till 10, although last year folks were having so much fun, we didn't get out of there till about 11:30.
You have something called an eco raffle in live auction. What qualifies as an eco raffle?
Yeah, an eco raffle is basically part of the early evening when we're doing bidding on about 150 items that represent everything from eco vacations to outings to dining experiences, all kinds of fun things that really are products and services that are beneficial for the environment.
You're also honoring some volunteers too, right?
We are. That evening we're going to be having actually three very important awards, one for Maple Heights High School, which is going to be awarded for their Leaders of the Light project in conjunction with our student leadership program. They'll be getting a $1,000 prize from the Hope and Stanley Adelstein Awards for Excellence each year. And we are awarding RTA for their clean transportation initiatives. And also the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District and Neo Zero Waste will be awarded for their zero waste initiatives this past year.
Scott, how long have you been part of the Earth Day Coalition?
This is year number 25. been a quarter of a century.
You were there. You know, at ground zero, so to speak. Did you ever think it would survive and thrive as it has?
You know, when we did our first year in 1990, nobody anticipated the large numbers of people that would turn out. Nor did we anticipate that would continue year after year. And in fact, our last two Earth Fests have been a couple of the larger ones we've ever had. We had over 250 exhibitors and about 15,000 attendees at our festival down at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Well, Earth Day, that takes place in April. Did you know November is like recycling a month? Why do you know that? Why November has been designated that? Any idea?
Well, you know, this past year, our theme with the Sustainable Cleveland Partnership, Mayor Jackson and the Northeast Ohio region has been focused on zero waste. So there's all kinds of really fabulous initiatives to get everyone in their homes, at work, in the community to go zero with their recycling and composting and reuse of items to really reduce what goes to landfill.
I wonder, maybe because November is when we're all raking our leaves, and maybe that's a little thought behind
That's a big part of the waste stream, actually. The things that you compost or potentially could compost if you're bagging that and sending it to the landfill comprise a really big portion of the waste stream. So everyone is encouraged to start composting in the kitchen and in your yard. There's a lot of that material that can be put back into good use.
We just passed Halloween, and we had a story that they talked about all these pumpkins end up in landfills and cause a lot of methane gas, so they've decided at some places around the country to use it as pig food or do something like that with it, too.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. One of the actually, a number of the restaurants that we're featuring that will be there with their signature dishes next Wednesday night will be recycling and composting all of their products. So everything that you eat next week, it'll be a zero-waste event. Everything is going to be composted, and a few things will be recycled.
And I guess this is one of your, you know, an event that also helps raise funds for the Earth Day Coalition, right?
Yes, it does. It's a very important time of year for us to raise funds for our community works programs, including clean transportation, the student leadership program, our neighborhood work throughout the year, and also our annual Earth Fest.
Our guest today has been Scott Sanders. Again, the event is coming up on the 19th. It'll be Wednesday, November 19th from 6 to 10 at the Smart Space at 78th Street Studio in the Gordon Square Arts District. If people want to find out more, get tickets, where's a good place for them to check that out, Scott?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. You can go to our website, which is earthbaycoalition.org, or you can call the office during the day when Dolores is there, and that number is 216-281-6468.
Sounds good. Scott, thanks for sharing the time with us, and good luck with your event. Appreciate it.